Bob and I are going to record, so y'all go ahead and shut the door.
We all forget things sometimes. But when it becomes a habit in our kids, what do we do? Here in our Vintage Answers collection, Mike and Debbie offer help.
Okay, Deb, what's our next letter?
Dear Mike and Debbie, my 5-year-old girl is very sweet-natured and obedient child. She loves to help me and frequently does household chores without being asked. Yet, every morning before we start school, I have to tell her usually 3 or 4 times to finish her chores. I'll find her distracted by a book or a toy or her chores not being done. I don't think she's being rebellious, but just forgetful. Should I discipline her for not obeying the first time, or give her grace for being forgetful and easily distracted? Also, when you say in your book to be 100% consistent, do you mean every time a child does not obey immediately, you should spank?
Okay, Deb, you're going to give that one to me then. Let me take the letter there and glance at it. She said she doesn't think the child is being rebellious with this distraction when she sends her in to do her chores and she gets involved reading. Says she's, 5 years old, 5-year-old little girl. Mm-hmm. I notice that when I get ready to go clean my office up that I'll go in and start shuffling through papers, and first thing you know, I'll come across a book that I bought and haven't read, and I'll start reading the book, and pretty soon I'm distracted and all morning passes and the office is not clean. And when I go out to the shop and start cleaning it up or go out in the yard, I too get distracted by something that's much more interesting than the dull and boring task of cleaning up houses. Now, again, just as you pointed out, if this is not rebellion, if this is not a will to dominate on the child's part, if she is just being forgetful, then this really doesn't call for discipline in the sense of chastisement at all. What it calls for is, for one thing, I wouldn't mind a little bit of distraction here and there. It wouldn't bother me to go in and tell her 2 or 3 times, now don't forget what you're doing. You're cleaning your room up, so lay your book down, read that later. I mean, we don't have to, when a child is that small, we don't have to expect them to have a level of concentration that even we adults are not able to manifest. So it's important that you keep a good spirit, that you stay cheerful, and don't allow this to create a tension between you and your daughter. Don't allow it to start the day off with her feeling that you're critical or you're condemning of her, that you've rejected her in some way. So keep a good spirit about it. And if you find that eventually the job is just not getting done because she just goes from one thing to another, then you need to be consistent in demanding that the job gets finished. You said be 100% consistent. Do you mean every time a child doesn't obey, immediately you should spank? No, not at all. In fact, I pointed out in all of our writings, in No Greater Joy Volume 1 and No Greater Joy Volume 2 and in our newsletters, that spanking is not our first move. We need to be training. We need to train our children first. Spanking is what you do when the training has failed. Now, sometimes we use a rod or a little switch on a small child like that to gain their attention. But that's not causing them to bend over and spanking them till it hurts. For instance, if you tell a child, go in your room and clean the room up, okay? And she stops and starts reading a book. You can look in the door and say, okay, don't read your book, keep cleaning. And if you come back 5 minutes later and she's still reading the book, then without saying anything to her, just walk into the room, take your little switch, pop her on the back of the hand where she's reading the book, and without saying a word, she'll jump up and go back to her cleaning job. Walk back in 5 minutes. If she's doing something else, say, well, you look distracted. You need to pick it up. And if she, 2 or 3 minutes, is still distracted, go back in and give her another little pop. In other words, by being consistent, what we mean is you consistently demand that she obey you. If a child was 7 or 8 or 9 or 10, then we would expect them to work steady without stopping and being distracted. But even that, what we're looking for is rebellion. What we're looking for is disregard for the rule of law. And that's the thing we really want to jump on. But just the simple distractions of life, and I allow myself that, so I'm going to allow my child some distraction as well.
Well, that wraps up this week's archives. We hope you found it as encouraging as we did. Don't forget to check out the specials at Cane Creek Corner.